Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For most of us, the COVID pandemic is just a dark and distant memory. Some of us lost friends or loved ones. Some have friends who were injured by the vaccine. Some just remember the terrible isolation as the result of lockdowns. Others, however, are still living with the pain of being fired for refusing to get vaccinated. This week, those people received a degree of vindication when the Montana Supreme Court refused to strike down portions of House Bill 702, the Montana Vaccine Discrimination Act. The act was the first of its kind in the nation, banning discrimination against people based on their vaccine status. Although the impetus was the controversy surrounding the COVID vaccine, the act itself actually applies to all vaccines. And although the act itself contains several provisions, in essence it says no one may be denied employment or access to public accommodations for refusing to be vaccinated. It does allow employers or public accommodations to require the wearing of masks. Given the strong differences in public opinion regarding the COVID vaccine, the law was controversial from the start. The first iteration failed early in the legislative session, but the second attempt passed the legislature and was signed into law by Governor Gianforte on May 7, 2021. Not surprisingly, it was immediately challenged in both state and federal district courts. At the state level, plaintiffs argued that it violated five articles in the Montana Constitution: the Inalienable Rights Clause, the right to a clean and healthful environment, the right to equal protection, the enumeration of rights, and the clear expression of a bill's subject. In 2022, a Montana district court denied plaintiffs' motion for a preliminary injunction. Plaintiffs' appeal to the Montana Supreme Court was also rejected, but the Supreme Court did order a full constitutional review. In 2023, a district court dismissed all of the plaintiff's case except for the clear expression of the bill's subject clause. That left only two parts of the bill still in question. One was the subsection banning discrimination against the unvaccinated, and the other was subsection 4, which prevented employers or other entities from requiring COVID-19 vaccines during emergency authorizations. In 2024, the district court determined that the first subsection was constitutional, but that the fourth was not. Both plaintiffs and the state then appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, which led to this week's final ruling in this case. In a unanimous decision, the court upheld the constitutionality of subsection 4 as well, leaving intact the entire bill. House Bill 702 was also challenged at the federal level by a different set of plaintiffs in 2022. In that action, the district court enjoined part of the law with respect to healthcare providers, saying they could discriminate based on vaccine status. That ruling was then overturned in 2024 by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, clearing the way for healthcare employees to refuse vaccinations as well. After 4 years of litigation by two separate plaintiffs in four separate courts, the bottom line is that Montana's first-of-its-kind vaccine discrimination law was upheld in its entirety, closing yet another chapter from the dark and distant days of the COVID pandemic. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.